When he arrived at the University of Illinois in 1974 for his graduate studies, young Jerry Hadley planned a career in music education, not performance. Still, his vocal talent stood out, according to his old U of I schoolmate, Carolyn Paulin.
He had never seen an opera, he said, but he auditioned for the Magic Flute and got the role of Tamino and asked Eric Talverson, who was also there at that time, if that was a good role. And Eric said, yes, it's a very good role.
Hadley would sing the Tamino role many more times, including this performance on a 1991 CD. By then, he was one of America's top lyric tenors, performing at major opera houses around the world. Thomas Schleiss, manager of the U of I opera program, was another one of Hadley's fellow students in the 70s. He says Hadley had a remarkable voice bolstered by good training.
You know, there was a lyricism that was very touching, you know, and he modeled himself after the great Italian tenors like maybe Di Stefano and people like that, but he had a very intelligent technique. And for this reason, you know, the voice actually lasted a fairly long time.
Jerry Hadley often came back to Central Illinois to give recitals and master classes, and his pride in his Illinois roots showed in his commissioning composer Daniel Stephen Crafts to compose music to the poetry of another Illinois native, Carl Sandburg.
I was born on the prairie.
Hadley premiered The Song and the Slogan at the University of Illinois in 2000. A subsequent public TV production of the work won a regional Emmy. Barbara Hedlund helped produce the work and played cello in the performance. She says Hadley's devotion to the song and the slogan revealed qualities that were usually concealed.
As much as he portrayed this image of a happy-go-lucky personality, and he told a lot of jokes, and some of them were terrible, but Jerry was actually a very brilliant man. He loved history. He read voraciously. And you were sort of amazed because he'd go from telling you this just horrendous joke and then he'd start quoting poetry of Carl Sandburg.
But news reports of his suicide suggested that Hadley's cheerful demeanor masked growing problems. The news coverage pointed to a recent divorce, treatment for depression, and difficulties with Hadley's singing voice. The obituary in the Los Angeles Times said Hadley had once been one of America's most important opera singers. An unkind cut in the view of a longtime friend, accompanist, and former professor, Eric Dahlheim. He says Hadley retained a fine voice even as he entered his 50s.
Jerry probably experienced a loss of some high notes. Perhaps his voice thickened a little bit, but he'd always had flexibility. He had beautiful diction and artistically, the sense of shaping phrases, his sense of style in different languages and genre was just absolutely amazing.
My world is dust now.
Dahlheim acknowledges that Jerry Hadley in later years was not the high C tenor who sang the title role in this Grammy-winning recording of Leonard Bernstein's Candide. But he says Hadley remained a generous and adventurous singer who kept his focus on the music and his audience. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
There is a sweetness in every word. It must be so. It must be so.